Monastery is a little bit over 1,000 years old. There was a monastery that existed here before that time, which was destroyed by pirates sometime towards the end of the 9th century. And according to tradition, that monastery had been built by the Emperor Theodosius the Great in the 5th century on the site of a church built by Constantine the Great in the 4th century. Recent excavations that were done outside the main church here on the sides revealed the foundations of the original church, which the archaeologists are dating to the late Roman and early Byzantine period, so which would be the time of Constantine and Theodosius. The monastery was rebuilt by three wealthy brothers who came to the Holy Mountain to become monks. They were aristocrats, and so they were able to rebuild the monastery. They had the financial ability. And so they did, and it has continued from that day up until the present day with continuous monastic life. This is the original church from the 10th century. This building itself is over 1,000 years old. It's the original marble floor. Above the columns you see mosaics, the angel Gabriel and the Mother of God. The church is dedicated to the Annunciation. And these mosaics are from the early 11th century. Most of the frescoes in here are from the early 14th century, from the Macedonian school. But there are also some from the 12th and some from the 18th centuries. The iconostasis, the sanctuary screen, this was completed in 1789. Which was the fashion at that time, even here on the Holy Mountain, the Rococo Baroque style. It replaced, however, the original one from the 10th century, which was made of marble. The only part still in place is the footstep going into the holy place. And also in the center, there are two columns that the doors are hanging on. These are still the original ones from the 10th century. There are pieces that are being used in other parts of the monastery. You will see some when we go outside. Right now they're putting out the holy relics. We have many holy relics here at Vatopedi. We have relics of over 200 saints of the church. Our most precious relic that we have here, besides a piece of the Holy Cross, is the belt of the Mother of God. This, as you probably know, was originally given by the Virgin Mary to the Apostle Thomas. It was in Jerusalem for 4 centuries. In the 5th century, it was taken to Constantinople by the Emperor Arcadius. And there it remained in the Church of the Haukoprateia, and afterwards in the Church of the Vlachernae, up until the 14th century. Sometime in the 12th century, about, a piece was cut off, was sent to Bulgaria, and then this piece was then sent to Serbia. In the early 14th century, the Serbian ruler Lazar gave this piece to Vatopedi. Later in the 14th century, the piece that was still in Constantinople was given to Vatopedi by the Emperor John Kantakouzenos. And the Mother of God has made many great miracles over the centuries through her belt. She has stopped great sicknesses in cities and villages, particularly from the disease of cholera. And countless individual miracles, particularly for women who are not able to have children. And of course, they cannot come here to the monastery. And even though once or twice a year the monastery takes the belt outside for veneration, It is usually through pieces of cloth ribbon, like string, that we touch to the belt to bless it, that we give to people who request it, that this miracle happens. The women usually wear this like a belt underneath their clothing. The husband and the wife normally should make confession and Holy Communion, and then for whatever time that they're able to, the husband and the wife fast and they pray. And most couples seem to do this anywhere from maybe a week to maybe a month. Also, during this time, they do not have marital relations. And then after this period, they attempt to have children. And women who the doctors have said it's absolutely impossible for them to have children, now have families and sometimes large families. So it works very much like the grapes from Saint Simeon. Yeah. At the Hill of Dar. She's also helped many people who have cancer. And also, as I said, we also have a piece of the Holy Cross. This was also given to the monastery by Lazar in the 14th century. And we also have a piece of the cane, the stick that was used to offer Christ the vinegar on the sponge when he was on the cross. Both the cross and the cane have holy relics surrounding them, various saints and such. We also have the head of St. John Chrysostomus. Zlatoust, yeah? And his ear is incorrupt on his head, which we'll see. Because St. Paul, during the time that he was writing, the time that St. Chrysostomus was writing some of his commentaries, his explanations of the epistles of St. Paul, St. Paul would stand over his shoulder and speak into his ear. This is why we believe that this ear has remained incorrupt. At Philotheo Monastery, they have his hand completely incorrupt as well. You can even see the blood vessels and the tendons and things like this in his face. We also have the head of St. Gregory the Theologian of Nazianzus, so we have two of the three hierarchs here at Batucati. St. Basil's head is at Megisti Lavra, so all three holy hierarchs are on the holy mountain. Let me just see what else they're putting out today.
Ovo nam je govorio otac Matej koji je bio sveštenik starokatolik u američkoj crkvi u Americi.
Saints of Vatopedi. The first saint is called Evdokimos, and we really don't know anything about him except that God showed him to be a saint. In 1842, they were cleaning the place where we keep the bones of the fathers as a preparation for doing repairs on the cemetery church. The workers found in the back, they found one skeleton that was giving off a beautiful smell, had turned a color like honey, or like the beeswax, like the candles, and was holding an icon of the Mother of God. Nobody knows how this happened. We assumed that there was a holy monk of the monastery, and when he knew that he was going to die, he was afraid that the monks of the monastery were going to try to honor him like a saint. And so in his humility, he didn't want this. And so he quietly went away without telling anybody. He went into the place where the bones of the fathers are kept, and there he finished his life in prayer. And this is the way that he was discovered. But we don't know anything about him, nothing about when he lived, nothing about his life, not even his real name. He was given the name Evdokimos, which means one who has done well. Finally, we have another monk of the monastery. We call him Joachim Papoulakis. Saint Joachim died in 1869. He lived here at the monastery for about 20 years. He was a great ascetic. He was a great miracle worker. During the time of the Greek War of Independence in 1821, he was sent to the Peloponnese to help the people during the difficult times of the war. After the war was over with, he went back to his home island of Ithaca, to support the people during the time of the British rule. And he was, again, a great ascetic there. He was greatly loved by the people of the area, and basically outside of his island.
Yes.
So come over here. Okay. If you just come over here a little bit, I'll tell you one more time what the relics are. The first box has the belt of the Virgin Mary. The second box has the Holy Cross. The third box has the stick that was used to offer Christ the vinegar on the sponge. The first head is St. John Chrysostom. The second one is St. Gregory the Theologian of Nazianzus. And the two monks of Atapedi, St. Evdokimos and St. Joachim. So if you want to venerate, then we will continue. Okay?